Harkin's entry in the room was a clue to the hour ahead. About half the people in the room clapped and cheered. The rest stood or sat silently. Harkin, a Democrat, started by talking about what he called the scare tactics, misinformation, and obstruction from opponents of health care reform. Seconds later, Harkin was interrupted by John Kerr of Windsor Heights, an opponent of health care reform, and the shouting started.
Why don't you go home?
Harkin asked the elderly man who had confronted Kerr to sit down. Then Harkin restated his assertion about powerful special interests. Kerr erupted.
As I said, there is a nationally coordinated effort to disrupt these meetings.
Who sent me here? I sent myself! How dare you claim that I'm part of a conspiracy?
After Kerr's outburst ended, another man on the opposite side of the room suggested the health care reform plan Harkin advocates is similar to plans drawn up by the Nazis.
I read that bill. I don't know that you have. Let me tell you something. It reads like something that was brought up in the early 1930s in Germany. It is not good.
The man was gesturing so wildly, he hit the woman sitting in front of him. Harkin made an appeal for calm.
Well, if I might finish my introductory remarks, then we'll open it for questions and answers. I hope in a civilized manner without yelling and interrupting anyone.
Over the next 45 minutes, Harkin made six other appeals for civility, but the shouting continued. Harkin at one point was booed for mentioning his military service. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.